back, friends. We are continuing our conversation with Monica here on voter integrity, what's in it for me. And I was about to give a little background on why this has come up. I was recently, and so now this is to Monica, so I said, well, we'll just let you hear some behind the scenes story. I was in Temple a few weeks ago with with activists across the state. It was, we were at a convention center, sellout, 27 counties, I think maybe 60 in attendance, 100 had registered. Just last Friday, I was again in a meeting. Now we're specifically looking at hardcore here in San Antonio, Bexar County, more generally, sellout crowd, people highly concerned about the lawlessness that passes for voting in our area. And so Micah did not know that, so I wanted to share that with him and share this with you. And so some of that is what you're hearing today. Okay, back to the importance of why any of this matters. In the United States, we have what is called an elected representative government. It is not a strict democracy. Our founding fathers, flawed men though they were, I believe were truly gifted by our loving father to come up with a plan that was really beyond what the scope, I think the scope of a man, in that they looked at what worked with Greece. So 1700s, what passes for a good education is that you can speak Greek fluently, you can compose poetry in Latin. So I have a cursory it's more than just doing the Latin mass. It's more than just knowing a few phrases of Latin. They're supposed to be able to read Cicero, as it were, and do composition and that sort of thing. So they have a very classically rooted understanding. They're reading the King James Bible, which, is the foundation of the English language, in my opinion, very formative of the intellect. Mm-hmm. So they're crafting this elected representative government, but not a democracy because of what they had studied and they'd seen the failed, what had happened, like with those governments, like in Greece, that had done that. Yeah. So every point of authority resolves back to an elected position, law enforcement, police or sheriffs. Well, it's really the sheriffs. Police come under the mayor is elected, mm-hmm. or your judges. You know, those are elected, whether they're crooked or honest. Lawmakers, whether it's your, mayor or the county judge or the senator, right? Or lawbreakers, as I might call them. The ability to conduct business, right? If you're open to the public, you have public accommodation, and you cannot just run your business any way you want to. You have to abide by, right? You have to abide by civil rights. If, people think it's a private business, they can do whatever they want to. You just try that.
Yeah.
Right? Mike is in business. Mike, if you decided you weren't going to serve a certain class of people, what would happen to your business?
It'd shut us down, undoubtedly.
Shut you down.
Yeah.
Let's say, we have private property, but we have taxes on that private property. What happens if we don't pay up property taxes?
Take it away from us.
Take it away. So, anything. Freedom of worship. Okay, yeah. We have freedom of worship. But as we've seen in so many places, churches really aren't so as free as they may think they are. So, that's my point is that reasonably fair elections is that if you take it down, depending on the topic, to its core, rest on the voters or community feeling like their vote is reasonably secure. Mm-hmm. And if they are not, well, if they are, so I'll give you the positive. If elections are reasonably fair, how do we know it? Okay, because we aren't down at Central Count. We aren't a poll watcher, most of us. I mean, I'm training to do that, all of those. Mm-hmm. But most of us, and until this election, I didn't know myself. This is new. Yeah. So that's what I said. We're all learning. We will see lower taxes, safer with lower crime. We'll have higher percentage of people voting because they feel like their vote matters. They aren't so cynical. We're going to have a more harmonious population because people feel invested in it, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to have services to the taxpayer, whether that's paved streets or other water repairs or whatever we have, because the politicians know that they can't cheat their way into the next election. Mm-hmm. Now, are you starting to see
when it's working well? Yeah,
when
that's
it's working,
the way it should be.
That's the way it should be. There's patriotism. People won't put their flag out because they're real proud of where they're living, and term limits occur as a matter of course. Mm-hmm. We don't need to talk about having some law or statute or something for term limits because they politicians come and go because, you know, people in themselves would just want to have kind of not a turnover, but just I don't some
change.
It won't change. Is right.
Yeah.
So I ask you, Micah, Mr. Young Person, recent homeowner.
Yeah.
Is this what you see in your community?
A reasonable vote existing, you mean?
Well, these...
based on...
Do we see lower taxes?
These indicators?
These indicators, yeah.
I think, to a degree, it's so interesting this whole year, just the narrative that's come up that's so anti-American, you know, and it's become this weird thing where it seems like if you're voting for one politician, you love America, and if you're voting for another, you hate it, and that's like the way that some are spinning it, and then vice versa. And I don't know, I find on a more in-depth level that neighborly and like it seems as easy as it is to feel cynical about the whole process, I do see so many people like really participating and encouraging participation. And there still seems to be like this eagerness of, no, really, you got to vote. Like your vote actually does count. You do have a part, like you do get to participate in the process of this country and the operating of it and all the different moving parts, because it's like, it's so many people are constantly complaining and mad about everything, but then you can't really do much beyond that if you didn't vote. Like if you didn't vote, you have no right to complain and be angry about it because you didn't participate in the process, right?
That's
and
true.
So I don't know. I feel it seems this is one of the first, and I don't know too, it seems like a lot of people lost faith because they thought Donald Trump winning in 2016 was like an indication of just how failed the whole process is or whatever. And so now this year, I don't know, it's with everything else going on, it seems so manipulated. Like there's just so much endless manipulation going on and trying to turn everybody's minds into I get frustrated with the two-party system, you know, because it seems so inadequate to really capture the intense diversity and uniqueness of all the American neighborhoods, you know?
Yes, yes. But. Yes. I've heard those same thoughts and sentiments with the various people I've run with. And I think that there is you have been very perceptible on a number of points. One is the inadequacy of the political parties presented to us. The second, that there is a high level of voter interaction, not just voting, but more people than ever have signed up to be involved with the process, which I think is like super awesome, great. Super awesome, great. So we're gonna pick up on this note in the next episode. To the next time. Fides sit ratio.